Hey gang, this is Uncle Brando. I just wanted to thank you, first of all, for listening. We do enjoy all of the feedback that you share with us. Keep it coming to gscprograms@gmail.com. I also wanted to apologize in advance because in this episode, episode 4, we were having a lot of audio issues, which we have corrected, and you'll hear that when you listen to episodes 5 and 6. But just bear with us for episode 4. Thanks a lot.
You're listening to the Golden Slipper Camp Podcast.
You can listen or download this and all Golden Slipper podcasts at goldenslippercamp.blogspot.com.
We also welcome all of your feedback,
questions, comments, and ideas
at gscprograms@gmail.com.
All right, this is Uncle Brando.
And Aunt Jen Weed.
And we're back with what is now episode 4 of the Golden Slipper Camp podcast.
Fourth podcast.
And we've got quite a lineup today. What are we going to learn about, Aunt Jen?
We are going to learn about something I love at camp. Not that I don't love everything, but we're going to learn about leagues today.
Yes, and counselor packages.
Oh my gosh. We're also going to talk about the Facebook and Ning groups that we have.
And I guess we'll extend that to all social media at camp.
Okay.
The honor bunk and inspection, learn a little bit about what they are.
And we're also going to talk about feathers.
Yes. And of course, as always, this is not just me and you, Aunt Jen, but we have some very special guests in the studio. And once again, we have so many guests that we are not in our primary studio. We are in a secondary studio, and we're doing this across state lines.
Yes, we are.
Is that even legal?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure it is. So, back in the studio with us is, of course, the lovely Aunt Steffi Marshall. Joining us again, thank you for making the trip once again, is Uncle Jeremy Creighton. And we have a new podcast member, and who is that?
Oh my gosh, she is a very special guest.
Very special, lovely. Extremely special.
She is my village leader, Aunt Steph Shane. Woo!
Excuse me, Aunt Jen, she's our village leader.
All right, enough of you two. Aunt Steph, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Aunt Steph Shane. I am Friends village leader. This is my... I think I lost count somewhere. I don't remember how many years I've been at camp, but I started in 93, and I've taken 4 summers off here and there. But now I'm back. I've been a camper, a CIT, a counselor for 2 years, and I was a village leader and council girls for 2 years, and this is my 3rd year in Friends Village.
Wow. So you certainly have made your way through all of Golden Slipper's bunks like the rest of us. As we've discussed in previous episodes, you grew up as a camper at Golden Slipper and have made your way through...
All right, stop.
All right, so as... the rest of us and Steph, you certainly have grown up at Golden Slipper Camp, making your way through being a camper, through being a counselor, and are now an administrator. And I guess, is there any of your particular roles? Now, we have learned in previous podcast episodes why Friends Village is the best village. And Aunt Steph and Aunt Jen certainly did share their thoughts on that. And I'm sure you'll agree.
I definitely agree.
Great. Which of those roles, and by the way, if Aunt Steph Shane sounds a little bit different, it's because she's actually at her home in New Jersey and she's participating through the internet. And if you'd like to participate through the internet, how do you do that, Aunt Jen?
You could definitely give us an email, shout out at gscprograms@gmail.com.
And Aunt Jen is indeed in the studio, secondary studio, with the rest of us. So, Aunt Steph, getting back to you again, did any of those roles stand out, or do you like any of those roles that you've had any better than any others?
As far as, like, being a camper, or a staff member, you know, the different things that I've been at camp?
Sure, yeah.
My favorite, probably, I mean, I loved being a camper because there were those counselors that just made it so special for me. So, you know, I come back year after year because, you know, the impact that they made on me when I was a kid. But I love being a village leader because I get to know each and every kid in the village really well. You know, and other kids around camp as well, and my staff members. When I was just a counselor, you know, I knew the kids in my bunk and the kids that I had at activities, but this way, you know, I feel like, you know, I get to know so much more of the camp, and it makes that much more special.
Cool, yeah, and you've certainly gotten to know quite a few in your many different years as a village leader and counselor. Something that we have discussed, and we're going to put you on the podcast hot seat as well, I guess the pod seat, is Olympics. And, you know, what are your thoughts? Or first of all, let's hear your Olympic resume, if you will.
I was captain of Charlie's Angels.
You've got some angels here.
But you ask anyone, it was one of the best Olympic teams in Olympic history. We were in last place the entire time. But my kids had so much fun. I had an awesome songwriter. Hint, hint, hint.
Thank you.
I had great kids on my team, and still to this day, it's a team that's talked about. You know, we came in fourth place in almost every single activity, but we had spirit, and the kids had so much fun. They would walk around camp cheering that they're having so much fun.
That certainly was one of the most fun teams I had ever been on. And Aunt Steph, I think we were talking about this the other night, not when we were recording, but afterwards, about how that was one of our favorite teams.
Yeah, definitely was one of my favorites, too.
Yeah, we had a good captain, of course.
Yeah, a great captain. Yeah, okay.
And and Steph, your team did come in fourth, correct?
Yes, but check your smile on my face.
And you're still saying that that was one of the most fun, and hopefully that proves our point that it's not about winning when it comes to Olympics. Now, throughout Olympics, and there's been many years, you know, as long as you've been at camp, you've been on quite a few teams. Have you had a role? Like, you know, we were saying that Uncle Jeremy was a spoon finder. Aunt Jen, Aunt Steffi, myself are the songwriters. Did you have a particular role when you weren't a captain?
Actually, no. I was only a senior counselor for 2 years because I had taken 3 years off. So that was only four, you know, that was four teams that I was on, one of which I was captain. So those other three encampments, I didn't really play a major role. I guess I just helped with cheering and keeping team morale up. But I wasn't drafted for anything.
Yeah, but you stepped up. You found your role, which, like you said, was the cheering and,
right,
you know, making
right.
sure everyone's having fun. So something
right,
for
exactly.
everyone. Is there a particular part of Olympics that is your favorite, you know, that whether it's even now looking at it from you, the perspective you have?
My favorite activity was always, oh my God, what is it called?
Steal the bacon.
No. Well, we did steal the bacon for a little while, but no. In the pool.
Water polo.
Water polo. Yeah.
Why is that your favorite?
Water polo was my favorite activity because the girls get really competitive, you know, but they're still able to keep their team spirit up, and the girls just stand on the side and cheer at each other, and they just they're warriors.
That is fun. You know,
and
I got to ref that.
Enjoy it.
I ref that one time during Olympics. Us administrators were the refs, and I did get to ref that, and it was quite a fun activity to watch. How, you know, how much fun everyone's having, but also how seriously they're taking it. You know,
that's
at the
definitely
same
something
time.
I miss as a camper. Miss water polo.
I think even the counselors enjoy cheering on the kids when they're in the pool, and you know, switching out team members and getting all the girls involved, and it's just a really fun activity to be at and to be a part of.
And I'm going to throw this out there. If any one of our many people here in our studios have an answer, but I'm pretty sure that water polo is the only activity that I can think of that started as an Olympic activity and then became something that we offered during the regular camp session, you know, that it was so popular that we had to offer it during the rest of the summer. Can anyone else think of anything that spread?
I can't think of anything else.
I mean, we don't have Steal the Bacon. We don't have
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Yeah. Everything else came from activities, too.
So, that, I mean, that is how popular water polo is with the participants as well. Now, I know this isn't on our little rundown. Our rundown's what we kind of have planned to talk about. But, you know, while Aunt Steph, you're talking and you're talking about how Charlie's Angels, and you mentioned that I was on the team and Aunt Steffi Marshall was on the team. And in previous episodes, there's been so many times that we've been talking about something, and it seems like everyone else at the table has been a part of it. And what that made me think about is either we really just do everything together, but I don't think that's the case. I don't think that we're only inviting people to do these podcasts with us, Aunt Jen, who are part of our close circle of friends. It's just that I guess the way I would describe Bone Slipper Camp is that everybody at camp, you're like closely related in somehow, whether it's being in the same bunk as them, the village, an Olympic team, something that you all have some kind of shared experience and memory.
It's what it is. It's that unspoken bond, and how you can't explain Golden Slipper to other people. It's because it's that bond you have with the people there.
I don't think there's anybody that we could bring onto these podcasts that wouldn't mention something that we've done with them, even if last summer was their first summer at camp.
I don't think it's possible to go to camp and not do something that was there, so it was there.
Yeah. And I would say it's, you know, we always describe ourselves as a family, and I think that that's part of that family. And Steph, what do you think? I mean, do you think it's the family feel, or?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, even people that, like, are just starting in my village, like new counselors, within a couple days, everybody, like, just feels so close. And, you know, you just become so close-knit. And even, like, after the first couple days, some of the new staff, like, came up to me and they were like, Steph, I feel like I've known you forever.
And I know that you have two roommates, and who are those roommates exactly? How do you know them?
I have two roommates. One is Chad Deitch, who currently attends camp, and he is the activities coordinator this year. He's been through a lot of different roles in camp as well, and we were CITs together in 1998. And he is also Steffi's cousin. And my other roommate was a CIT with us in 1998, Jared Silverstein. And we all grew up together at camp, and they're pretty much like my brothers.
That's right. And Uncle Chad, we've mentioned in a previous episode, was one of the Backstreet Boys. He's Aunt Steffi's cousin. And jump in if this is true, but I've been on an Olympic team with Uncle Chad.
Yeah. Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, he was on. There you go. He's on Charlie's Angels. You mentioned Uncle Jared Silverstein, and I know being in bunk one, Uncle Jared was always in bunk two counselor. So we always had, you know, basically we're living in the same building. Do you guys have any?
I remember when Uncle Jared was Olympic captain of the Swordfish. I was on his team.
And there you go.
After 10 that year, but not on Swordfish. I was on Dolphins.
But you interacted with Uncle Jared because lieutenants interact with the other captains.
Yep.
And I mean, it really is just no matter. You know, everyone is connected, and that's the neat thing about camp is that you feel, you know, you become a part of this family and you feel the, you know, that you're connected on an extended basis. And Aunt Steffi Marshall, talking about this family, your birthday was recently.
Yes, it was.
And I know that you went out, and what kind of people were there celebrating with you?
Uncle Chad, Aunt Steph. Aunt Jen here. Uncle Jared, that we were just talking
about. It sounds
about.
Like camp people, right? Everybody, you're camp friends.
People.
So,
that's right.
You know, and it certainly is the kind of thing. I know there was another birthday the week before and that there was a lot of camp people out for that. So that's kind of what you get when you do these. You know, when you join the Golden Slipper family, you really are joining a family and meeting people who are going to be with you for a long time. I know my wedding was in August, and I think four of my five groomsmen were people, or five of my six were people who I was connected to through Golden Slipper Camp, you know, one way or another. So there you go. All right, so that was the family. Does anyone else have anything they want to add about family? Or? And what Aunt Steph is showing us right now is a very old bunk picture where you can see we look like Muppet babies. So maybe Aunt Steph, if you can, if you have an electronic copy of that picture, send it. We'll throw it up with the blog so people can see this Muppet babies picture of Uncle
That's
Jared, Uncle Eric.
That is perfection.
Yeah, that must be 2000 or 2001. No, because
I don't really know why it's in my room.
I do.
So, all right, the next thing that we have on our rundown is leagues. I don't know who wants to tell us what leagues are. About leagues.
And Steph, why don't you tell us what leagues are?
Well, leagues is an activity that pretty much brings together a village. It's done usually twice a week, depending on the village. The boys sometimes do a little bit more than the girls. And basically, the whole village is split into teams. You know, it depends on how many kids are in the village at the time. But, you know, I think last year I had either four or six teams, and we pick a theme. Aunt Jen or Aunt Steffi, do you remember last year?
Did we do leagues last year?
No, do you remember what the theme was?
Oh, the theme. We did Pepto-Bismol.
That was first enchantment.
So the teams were the
nausea,
different things.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea. Why can't I think of what second hand was? I can't think of what it was either.
Sometimes, do you remember what your village did, Jeremy?
I forget what they did last year, but they've done like favorite counselors.
Or there was Warriors one time.
I think they did Transformers one year.
Transformers, 80s cartoons.
80s cartoons.
I remember we did like cartoon
characters. I think we did television shows. We did like
Full
House. Yes, Full House.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Right. But anyway, you know, the teams are broken up, and each time we have leagues, we do a different activity, whether it's a water balloon toss or elimination nukem.
I remember one day walking into your village when you're doing leagues, and you were doing, I guess, like a name that tune kind of activity. It was, Jen's team was in the corner and was having so much fun because no matter what tune, even if it was like the Star Spangled Banner, she had her kids up dancing and doing dances to no matter how undanceable.
Uncle Brando, that may have been one of two activities that you're talking about. One was a name that tune type of deal, and the other one is the flashlight game, which is a camp favorite.
You know what? I think that's what it was. It was flashlight tag.
Hey,
Steffi, you want to explain what flashlight tag is?
A flashlight tag is Aunt Steph sits with the teams, on the league's teams, and gives us a word, and we have to write down. You get like a minute or 2 minutes, and you have to write down every song that has that word in it.
So, for instance, should we play now?
Yeah, let's play. Yeah.
All right. So, Aunt Steph, do you want to be the moderator here and give us a word?
Yeah, I'll give you a word. Okay. We'll make it easy. How about
crocodile?
Love.
All right,
go.
So you pick who goes, Aunt Steph.
Okay, Aunt Jen.
L is for the way you look at me.
Get a point. Okay,
Love Shack, baby, Love Shack.
Good job, point. Uncle Brando.
I love you, you love me. We're a happy family with the great...
Very good. Well, usually I give the teams about... maybe 5 minutes to come up with as many different songs as they can come up with. And if when I call on the team, the whole team has to be singing, not just like two or three of the kids on the team, because that's what makes it fun. Even if they don't know it, they have to learn it just to sing an excerpt of the song.
And if they don't...
If you repeat a song or if you don't have one within the time limit, then, you know, your team's eliminated.
So basically, if you had called on Uncle Jeremy next, and I can tell you from looking at his face, he did not have a song in mind. So if he couldn't sing something, he'd be eliminated, right?
Exactly.
They took my songs.
I can't see Uncle Jeremy, and I can hardly hear him.
How's that? All right. So can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Perfect. Cool. So flashlight tag is something for leagues. And, of course, there's always the way that leagues kicks off, which is with our tug of war. And that is always one of the highlights at the beginning of the summer. So we mentioned in our last episode the welcome show. Then usually the second night, each village or couple of villages will have a campfire together. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, exactly what it sounds like. You roast marshmallows, sing songs, put on skits, and get to know the other people at camp. And then the third night is usually the league's tug of war. And basically it's each league's team is tugging against everyone else. We all do it on the field. It's a very loud night because there's lots of cheering and spirit. You've got ice cream is always how the night ends. So it's always...
We have villages go against each other.
Counselor, yeah, it helps that sore throat.
That's where
really I helps my cholesterol.
Actually, what did you guys... Yeah, what were you guys just saying?
I was saying that counselors pull, like, friends will pull against Strauss, and then council girls and friends...
And those are villages, of course. Which
yeah,
we
Steph.
Who won last year?
I mean, Friends Village.
Friends Village won?
We won.
You won Friends the girl village. Side, right?
We won girl side.
We won the girl side. And does anybody remember what happened during the Strauss council girls pull?
No, what happened?
Me and Holly will never let me live it down, and neither will Aunt Amy.
What happened?
Oh, I was too busy taking pictures, and I forgot to blow the whistle to say who won.
Oh. Good job.
That sounds like something I wish there was video of. Did Friends Village end up tugging? Because usually the girls' champion tugs against the boys' side champion.
No.
No, but we probably would have won.
So your village
was... this year, though. That's a great idea, Uncle Brando.
Thank you. And, you know, usually you hype that up and all a couple of days before, so it really builds and it's really dramatic. Wasn't there something... I remember there's pictures on the picture website of, like, Uncle Curtis and all the Vogelson counselors wearing dresses. What was that from? I thought it was because friends beat them in the tug-of-war.
I believe that was Caden.
Oh, it was like they had that with that challenge with their
the boys.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so
Caden's favorite activity is tug of war.
It's my favorite activity, right?
She tells me every year that she doesn't want to participate, but when it comes down to it, Aunt Jen's there on the rope.
Oh, Aunt Jen is. Hold on. I gotta hit record again. Aunt Jen every year has this like. Determination and during Olympics we also have another tug of war where you know teams campers pull against other campers of their age and the counselors tug. And Jen, your face is just I am glad that I am not a counselor tugging because it is so intimidating. And you know
I think we need to find a picture of it to post on the site, Uncle Brando. There has
absolutely.
To be one.
Okay. Please do.
We'll see this summer.
And it's absolutely I mean like you know
It's scary. It's you mean business, and that is clear to anyone.
But I don't pull on the side where Strauss and Douglasson sit. I don't want to, you know, scare them to your feet.
And all right, so that's Lee's. I know the boys do it a little bit differently. Like we don't necessarily name that tune. I know that Vogelson always has their leapfrog around camp.
It's so cute.
We have 125 acres that we use for camp, and yes, they leapfrog around 125 acres. Or is it over under?
It's leapfrog. I think we used to do leapfrog, and then I think the gravel ended up getting it paved, so we did over under to be more precise.
Yeah, and it takes about 45 minutes, and it is awesome to watch.
It is very fun to watch.
And then what else do us? But we have a big track meet for leagues, you know, where we'll have. The stampede, it's called, where it's race across the ball field. Sometimes we even have, like, eating contests.
We have a standard basketball, softball, kickball, a wiffle ball.
Yeah.
No, no knockout.
Does anybody else have anything for leagues? Or?
My favorite part of leagues is the first day when you get with your team and you make up, like, ideas for the themes, and you make up cheers, and that's my favorite part of leagues.
I like cheering.
I like water games.
Yeah.
That's
cool. And I think last year we had some swim meets for leagues, or no? Am I missing that up?
No, but that would be an awesome idea, Uncle Brando, for this year. I think I'll write it down. Hopefully Uncle Jared Blackstone at the pool will be nice enough to let us down there for a period.
So if you see Uncle Jared this summer, help Aunt Steffi. Ask him.
Alright, so that's leagues. We're actually going to move counselor packages to our next podcast episode because we've added something. But before we do that, Aunt Steph, you know, Aunt Jen and I in episode one, we discussed what the podcast was and what the podcast will be. I know that we've had a Facebook group and we also have a name group, and I believe you moderate one or both of those along with me, don't you? Well, you do the staff Facebook now. That's all you.
Facebook now, but you know you did it in previous years. I learned from you, and I also you know help you with the Ning when we started that out.
And what exactly? I mean, you know, how would you describe the Ning site?
I haven't used it in a while. I don't remember.
Right. Well, basically, it's like a Facebook or MySpace are what we call social network services, and the Ning site is a social network service just for Golden Slipper Camp. So it's basically like MySpace for Golden Slipper. And, you know, it's only open to Golden Slipper. We have two of them. One that's open to only Golden Slipper campers and their families, and that's goldenslippercamp.ning.com. And then the other one we have is for Golden Slipper alumni and staff who are 18 or older, and that one is goldenslipperalumni.ning.com. And basically, if you go to either one of those sites, it's a way to meet other campers, if you're a camper, or other staff members and alumni. I know that our camper one has about 150, 200 maybe members, and that the staff alumni network has about 750 or 800 members. Within there, in addition to meeting them, just like you can on any other social networking service, you know, you can make friends, there's discussions, there are pictures, I think there's like 4,500 pictures,
at least.
There's like 35 videos, there's songs, there's, you know, you name it, and it's in there, so definitely, if you're a camper and you're not already a member, go ahead and join, or a camper's family member, join goldenslippercamp.ning.com. And if you're staff or alumni, go to goldenslipperalumni.ning.com. And Steph, why don't you talk a little bit then about the staff Facebook and what you do with that for some of our staff members who are listening.
Can I open it real quick? Hold on. I just want to have it in front of me.
This would be a great time to hear everyone's song for love. Why don't Aunt Steph and Uncle Jeremy, your team, go.
Is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling?
That's a good one.
Love will keep us together. You can meet Dave whenever. Baby, I love you.
Is that made up? No. That's really a song.
Okay, I'm ready. Okay.
Are you ready and stuff?
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
We could have just edited all that out, I guess.
But yeah, I guess.
All right, and
I think maybe you should. Okay, well, the Golden Slipper Staff 2009 Facebook group was something that we started, I think, was it two summers ago, Uncle Brando?
I believe it was, 07.
Okay, well, it started about 2 years ago, and in the group, if you haven't already joined, there's a news section that I change on a weekly basis, whether Uncle Brando and Aunt Jen finish another podcast or if there's any announcements from Uncle Tom, the director, O'Neill. You know, that'll be in the recent news section. You know, currently there are 52 members and four that I'm still waiting to hear back from, two of which include upper staff members. Uncle Justin, or Spoon, as we like to call him, is the evening activities coordinator, and also Uncle Jared Blackstone, who I mentioned before, he is in charge of the pool. So if you guys hear this, join the group. Another section is the discussion board. On the discussion board, there's three discussion topics right now where counselors can introduce themselves, give us a little bit of information about yourself, whether you're old staff or new staff. any questions that you guys might have, whether you're new staff or old staff, you can find answers there. Even if maybe they're questions that you're thinking and you don't want to post, or, you know, maybe somebody else has the same questions as you. And the third topic is that if you're in the Philadelphia, South Jersey area, we need volunteers for a local fundraising event, which I know was mentioned in another podcast, which is that Hava Nagrilla kosher barbecue.
Nagrilla.
So if you're in the area and you're interested in volunteering, let me know. Send me a message on Facebook. Or you can respond on the group site. We need about 40 volunteers. Right now I think I have 4. It's going to be on June. I'm sorry. What is the date? June 7th at Willow Grove Day Camp. So if you have any questions, message me or let me know if you're interested. Another section on the group site is the wall that you can write whatever you want on, pictures. I've been posting links to podcasts and also a list of the upper staff administrators.
Cool. Well, that's a very thorough description of the Facebook group and stuff.
Yeah, you know.
What color is the font?
Blue and in black.
Cool. And so I mean, whereas the Ning site is more for like staff and alumni for many years, 750. This page is really only open to people who are going to be at Golden Slipper Camp in 2009, right?
Right.
And that's
for staff
so that
members,
you know,
that is.
Yeah, staff members, and it's a great way. I think the reason that we started it a couple years ago was because a lot of staff members kind of felt like they didn't know anybody, especially new staff when they arrived in June. So it was kind of a way to start making friends and meeting the people you're going to be spending your summer with beforehand. And if I remember correctly, that first year in staff, we used it to organize a group Phillies game.
This is true.
There's about 25 of us from the area who went to a Phillies baseball game and got on Fanavision. It was a lot of fun.
We should try and do that again.
Yeah, and I remember the first day that summer, a lot of counselors were walking up to each other and just saying, "Oh, I know, we're friends on Facebook. Oh, hey!" And it was like they already knew each other and felt a little comfortable. So if you're not in that group, counselors and staff members, definitely join that group.
Yeah, I know. I've talked to a few people already, and it's really exciting.
So have I. And everybody, all the new staff members especially, seem so excited, so that makes me even more excited.
Yeah there's a special hello to Scott, who has definitely sent us some emails.
Uncle
and
Scott.
You'll probably hear him. He's, I believe, from Great Britain. Is that correct?
I think so.
You know, and he goes back and forth with us on the Facebook group, and seems like he'll be a lot of fun and a good addition to our family.
Very positive.
I also, tonight, I talked to Vicki Miller for a while. Hey, Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
Hey, Vicki.
And I know Uncle Jake, who was at camp last summer, is bringing his friend.
Uncle Ilya. I've talked to Uncle Ilya.
Another roster.
He plays basketball. So he's very excited about teaching kids basketball. He has a lot of questions about it. So he's very excited about that one.
There's I can't think of his name, but his picture, I think it's David. He's like painted like a tiger.
Oh, yeah. There's Uncle David and Uncle Tim. Uncle Tim.
There's someone, if I'm not mistaken. What do you want? There's someone who is, she's French. Yeah. Yeah, so there are quite a few new counselors. They're all part of that Facebook group, and we have certainly been able to interact with them because of Facebook. So it is nice to meet each of you.
Mm-hmm. Definitely is. I'm very excited to meet a few people. I talked to a few people, and they all seem very excited. So.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I certainly appreciate anyone who sent me a message saying hello, and it's been fun to, you know, get to know you guys. You'll notice, or maybe you haven't noticed, but Aunt Steph Shane is no longer with us. We were having some internet issues. So we will, unfortunately, not be able to finish with Aunt Steph in this episode, but we will bring her back for another episode. You know, she was really excited to be involved. So anyway, so we've talked about the podcast. We just spent some time talking about Facebook groups and Ning. There is a couple other social media things that we do for Golden Slipper Camp. It's a great way to follow the fun if you're a camper who's either you know, well, right now everybody can follow the fund, but, you know, during the summer, if you're a first encampment camper or a second encampment camper, you can follow during first encampment. If you're alumni, you can follow all summer. If you're a family member of one of our campers, it's a great way to keep tabs. You know, those letters that come once or twice a week probably don't fill your need to know what's going on as much as you'd like. So we've done some things that help that.
Yeah, definitely. One being the podcast itself.
Yeah, you know, we talked in episode one about that a little bit, right?
Yep, we talk with the kids and we do different activities and put it up, so that's another way.
So I think last summer we tried to do it daily, but it was certainly at least five times a week that we were putting up some kind of interview or audio.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way to hear what's going on. Of course, the podcasts go onto the blog.
So that's another way.
And the blog certainly is updated on if not multiple times a day, then hopefully at least daily we say, here's what we're doing. And we do share stories written by campers, things like that. And it also, the blog is really your homepage for all of our social media. If you go to the blog, which is goldenslippercamp.blogspot.com, you can links to all of our social media, whether it's Facebook, podcast, Ning, etc. We have pictures.
Yep.
Also on the blog.
There's a lot of pictures.
Last summer it was 35,000.
It's been a lot. It's gotten better every year, and there's always pictures of every kid. We get every kid in there, so.
I remember one summer, I forget, somebody's mom called.
The Voorhees.
Yeah, and there wasn't enough pictures, so they had, hi, mom, send me money.
Yeah. They were holding up signs for their moms. For their mom and dad.
And Uncle Curtis was a counselor then, so. I mean, it's a little on his end. Yeah.
So, literally, there were, I think in 2007, there were 14,000 pictures that Aunt Elisa, the Mamarazzi, we called her, she put up 14,000 pictures. Last summer, Aunt Kate put up 35,000 pictures.
And she'll be back this
Uncle
year.
Uncle Jeremy, you're a math man. If there's 60 days in camp, how many a day is that?
A lot.
It's like 600 pictures a day. I don't even know.
It's a lot.
You do the math and send us an email at gseprograms@gmail.com with how many. This summer, Aunt Kate will be back at camp, and Uncle Adam will also have a lot of picture taking on his plate, and he loves doing that. Uncle Adam takes really fun pictures, so you'll see a lot of his pictures, and Aunt Kate will be doing our photography activity where the campers will be taking pictures, and you'll see those up online too. So I promise you, you go to the blog, you'll be able to link to our pictures from there, and you will see pictures every day. And if you don't see your favorite camper or counselor today, just come back tomorrow, and chances are there will be 20 pictures of them that day.
Definitely.
We also have Twitter, which is, I know, the big rage in all of the world right now. But Golden Slipper was on that bandwagon last summer, and if you follow us, our name is Golden Slipper. So it's twitter.com/Golden Slipper, and you can follow us, listen to our tweets. And if you don't want to do that, you can just go to the blog again, goldenslippercamp.blogspot.com, and right at the top of the blog, I believe it says something like Quick Bites from Golden Slipper Camp, and it's the most recent tweets automatically go there. So it's a great way to keep up on that. Am I forgetting any social media?
I don't believe so.
Should we invent one for the summer? I don't know. Make up a funny sounding word, Aunt Steffi. You're good at that.
Not on the spot. I'm not Uncle Brando.
Nozzle Gov.
So the Nozzle Gov will be this summer's social media. YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. So if you go to Golden Slipper Camp, I believe, on YouTube, you can see some of our videos there too. And so there's all the Golden Slipper social media. Again, goldenslippercamp.blogspot.com is your hub. Any closing thoughts? We're going to kind of, because Aunt Steph, we lost her, we're going to postpone Honor Bunk Inspection and Feathers to a future podcast. Anybody have any closing thoughts? Anything they want to... You know what we didn't do in the last episode, Aunt Jan, was we didn't mention any of our events.
Yes, you're right. We have a few events coming up that we should have.
Yeah.
The other one would be the 60th anniversary of Golden Slipper.
which will be in the fall. Details will be released here and other places.
And another one is Hava Nagrila.
Hava Nagrila, Hava Nagrila.
And that is on June 7th. It's a Sunday. It's kosher barbecue. And
Aunt Jenna and myself will be there.
We will be volunteering, and we need other volunteers.
Three-on-three basketball tournament. Teams are, you know, you can sign up to either be part of the barbecue contest or for the basketball. And you might have heard them on the Howard Eskin show on 610 recently, you know, talking about the event.
So. We're having special guest judges, so it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good day. Long day, but it'll be a lot of fun.
It's a great way, if you're in the area, to come out, meet the Golden Slipper family. Not just the camp family, but also the Golden Slipper Senior Center and the Golden Slipper Club and Charities, which has a lot of volunteer members who really make camp run. It's a great way to meet them. And I believe, is that all of our events? Yeah.
That's all.
And I guess, finale, closing thoughts? All right, well,
send us your feedback.
Stay tuned for future episodes of the podcast where we talk about Honor Bunk Inspection, Feathers, Counselor Packages, Horatio Archer Day, Rainy Days, Ashman Cup. If you have something you want to hear us talk about,
you can always write us at
GSCprograms@gmail.com.
GSCprograms@gmail.com.
GSCprograms@gmail.com. GSCprograms@gmail.com.
Woo! So, once again, I'm Uncle Brando.
I'm Aunt Jen Wade.
I'm Aunt Steffi.
I'm Uncle Jeremy.
And thank you guys for coming to join us. We hope you join us again for a future podcast. And that's all we got. The day is done.
You're listening to the Golden Slipper Camp Podcast.
You can listen or download this and all Golden Slipper podcasts at goldenslippercamp.blogspot.com.
We also welcome all of your feedback,
questions, comments, and ideas
at gscprograms@gmail.com.
Facebook Ning Group. What? Facebook and Ning Group.
Well, that was a Chinese dynasty, but we're going to talk about Ning.
You wouldn't know that.